I guess it was Stamler, Taylor, and Remington that came back with this resolve that the U.S. simply could not trail the world in the next step. And the next step, we all agreed, was to put it all together and find out if we could reduce by anything we knew, was just throwing all the information together and taking some reasonably representative group of people, could be high risk, but whatever, some group of people, and find out if we could do anything to improve their experience with cardiovascular disease, and in particular arteriosclerotic heart disease. Could we reduce mortality and morbidity from coronary heart disease by putting together everything we knew? Mm-hmm. And that, in other words, that was a multiple risk factor approach. Mm-hmm. Hit all of the risk factors. And we decided that we ought to be able to do it better than the trials that were presented at Yugoslavia. We thought we had the technology, you know. We were a little critical of some of the methods that they were talking about, observational methods. They were pairing communities and things like that, right, pairing that work units, mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the beginning of that European cooperation.
Absolutely. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly so. We just, you know, there was Kaunas and Rotterdam early, and then expanded in the cooperative thing. Jeffrey then, within a year, was doing his factory study in Britain, remember, where you used factories as the sampling unit. And I thought from the beginning, why not just go after it and use individuals as the sampling unit and randomize and do this thing, quote, right, unquote. We'd been randomizing people in Henry Taylor and I and Buskirk, and Jerry had been involved in that too on the physical activity question. We knew we could do it. We knew we could activate these folks. We were fairly confident on the physical activity side, but we also were convinced, I was convinced, that you were never going to do a single factor trial involving physical activity. I mean, it just wasn't going to work out. We also had about that time, wasn't it 1967, the result of the pilot study on the National Diet Heart Study. And Felix had been involved in that, and I'd followed that right through with him. Felix and Jerry Kornfield were the two statisticians on that. And Felix had been adamant about double blindness in that. And they'd gone through all of the heavy labor of trimming fat and re-adding fat, you know, to get the diets, so that you couldn't tell whether you were on a control or whatever. I mean, really horrible kinds of technological problems that they bit the bullet on and really went after.
Well, also, I think that was the impetus for the technological developments that led to things like the corn oil margarines.
No question about that. Mm-hmm. But they had, out of the pilot study, I don't think they said it quite this cleanly as I remember that monograph, but I think the general conclusion was we probably aren't going to be able to do a single factor dietary intervention trial. Mm-hmm.